Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Magnificent football, baseball, basketball, hockey, Sports Equinox Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, allow me to channel my inner Vincent Kennedy McMahon, just in terms of a vocal imitation, nothing else. Brian Kelly, fired. Brian Kelly, fired by LSU. What is next for LSU? Got a note from the guys here that my microphone. How's the microphone now? Microphone better? We're doing okay with the microphone? Still the same? All right. Microphone may be a little screwy for the until the end of the segment, so apologize to everyone. Bill, would you like me to do a refresh here and have Femi talk for a minute? Get the microphone right. You let me know what you want me to do. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking. All right, it's not that bad. So we will deal with the microphone for the rest of the segment. We will talk about what's next for LSU. And in all seriousness, why the firing of Brian Kelly does impact both Alabama and Texas A&M and their hopes of winning a national championship. And I'm going to tell everybody the two coaches that I think LSU needs to call. And no, Lane Kiffin is not among them. College football talk coming up a little later in the program. We will also take a spin around the National Basketball Association after weekend number one in the NBA. And I'm going to attempt to answer what I think is a pretty interesting question. The question, are the Boston Celtics going to tank? Oh, I can't wait to get into it. 0-3, Boston taking on the Pelly Pels tonight in New Orleans. We'll talk the Celtics, we'll talk Austin Reeves, and a lot of NBA coming up later in the show. How about the final hour, the power hour? Oh, baby, it's Sports Equinox. We got everything going on today in the world of sports. We will give you a full breakdown of Game 3 of the World Series tonight. Tyler Glasnow starts for the Dodgers. Max Scherzer, making his 32nd career playoff start tonight. First World Series start in 6 years for Mad Max. Dodgers a big favorite at home over the Jays. Series tied at 1. What are our bets for the game tonight? How do we see the rest of the series playing out? We will also handicap tonight in the NBA. I've got a bunch of bets for tonight in the association. And I feel like I am seeing the board. I'm seeing the board right now in the NBA. Frozen Femi's got some plays in the NHL for the Sports Equinox Parlay. And of course, we will hit you, our listeners, you, our viewers, with side, total, and props for Monday Night Football as Week 8 in the NFL wraps up tonight in Arrowhead with Marcus Mariota and the Washington Commanders visiting Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. An interesting side and total moves on this one. The total in the game now sitting at 48. The Commanders have been the preferred betting side throughout the day today, from 12.5 all the way down to 10. So Kansas City, a 10-point favorite at home. And I really like the Chiefs. And I'll tell you why at the end of the show, and I'll give you some props. But hell yeah, I'll be on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up tonight. For the people watching the show on YouTube, people watching the show on Twitch, let us know your best bet for tonight in the world of sports, if you're feeling up to it. A sports Equinox parlay, a four-legger, NHL, NBA, World Series Game 3, Commanders and Chiefs, Monday Night Football. I will be taking submissions on Twitter as well, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet on Twitter. But we officially begin magnificent football, baseball, basketball, hockey, Monday edition of You Better You Bet with Sunday Night Football. As the Aaron Rodgers Bowl won by Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Final score from Pittsburgh. Packers 35, Steelers 25. Just doing the quick math in my head. 35, 25. Carry the 4 divided by 2, the exponent. Oh, baby. We flew over the total. Yes. Yes, we did. Over hits last night on Sunday Night Football, and you absolutely love to see it. As far as the game is concerned, an utterly fascinating sporting event where you might not even remember, with the way the game ended and the way the second half went, that the Pittsburgh Steelers actually led this game at halftime by 9. Pittsburgh's up 16-7 going into intermission. The Steelers in full control of the game. After a Brandon McManus, a second McManus missed field goal at the end of the half, Pittsburgh goes into the intermission up by 9. And I'm curious if you, our listeners and viewers, you watched the game last night. Did you think during the first half, when the game goes to halftime, did you think the Steelers were going to win the game? First half went pretty well for them. Did you think the Steelers were going to win? I'll be really honest with everybody. I think you know that I've earned enough equity on the show where I would just say whatever I felt, whether it's right or wrong. I never felt like the Packers were going to lose. Never. And I felt like we were going to get a ton of scoring in the second half because at some point the dam was going to break and Green Bay's offense was going to absolutely dominate and overmatch Pittsburgh Steelers' defense. And lo and behold, that's what we got. Scoring is what we got. And I cash my bet. The Packers, 28 points in the second half. 454 yards of total offense for the game. 7.2 yards per play. And Jordan Love, and I'll give Love so much credit. Aaron Rodgers, I feel like he wasn't really telling the truth last week. Maybe he meant it when he said it. And I thought Chris Collinsworth did a great job on the NBC broadcast of basically being like, I don't believe Aaron Rodgers when he says this is just another game. You don't get to be like this level of insane person in terms of a competitive nature and just turn it off like it's water coming out of a faucet. Like, that's not how this goes. This is toothpaste out of the tube. You can't put that son of a bitch back in. So Rodgers trying to downplay a little bit for whatever the reason may be. Jordan Love didn't. Jordan Love basically saying, like, no, like, this isn't another game. Like, I respect Aaron, and I learned a ton from Aaron, but I want to win this game. Like, I want to beat Aaron Rodgers, and we can all appreciate that, right? And last night, and it's not a commentary that means, like, Jordan Love is going to be better than Aaron Rodgers. In my opinion, Rodgers is the 7th best quarterback of my lifetime. First ballot Hall of Famer, absolute no doubt. I'm not saying Jordan Love is now better than Aaron Rodgers for their careers, but there can be no question. Jordan Love was the better quarterback last night. 20 consecutive completions, and some of them were a little crazy, like just chucking the ball up, and here's Tucker Kraft. Here's Christian Watson right in the breadbasket, like right over the overstretched fingertips of a defender. Awesome stuff from Jordan Love. 20 consecutive completions from the end of the first half into the second half. 29 of 37, 360 passing yards, and 3 touchdowns for Jordan Love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That second half for the Packers has to be the best they've looked and the best that I at least have felt about Green Bay, literally since week 2, Thursday night football against the Washington Commanders. And just consider for a second how you, the listener, how you, the viewer, how all of us felt about Green Bay at that point, where week 2, Thursday night football, they beat Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders by 9 in that game, and we said it the Phenomenal Football Friday the next day. Like, that was not an authentic final score. The Packers kicked the crap out of the Commanders in that game. The final score was 9. It could have easily been 29 with the way Green Bay outplayed Washington. And 3 days prior to that, the Packers handed the Lions' ass to them on a silver platter. Week 1 NFL Sunday, destroy the Lions. Week 2 NFL Thursday night, destroy the Commanders. And at that point, everyone's opinion of the Packers, the stock in Green Bay, is through the roof. You had players on Green Bay talking about them going undefeated, which is ridiculous, obviously, but just saying, an indication as to how they felt about themselves, how the media, including me, including us, was propping them up after that 2 games to start the year. Since then, lose on the road at Cleveland. And when we get to the end of the year, that will go down as one of the most inexplicable losses of the entire season. Green Bay at Cleveland. They tie in the Micah Parsons Bowl on Sunday Night Football in Dallas, 40-40. They go on their bye week, come back, beat the Bengals by 9. And it was a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. And Joe Flacco had been in Cincinnati for about 8 minutes at that point. Then beat the Cardinals by 4 in Arizona and had to like withstand a last-second Jacoby Brissett drive to preserve a victory on the road in Arizona against a backup quarterback. And then they're down by 9 at the half last night in Pittsburgh against the Steelers defense that had just gotten absolutely shredded the week before by the aforementioned Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals. You certainly would have been able to understand anyone who would start to lose faith in the Green Bay Packers as a legitimate Super Bowl contender when I lay it out to you like that. And then the second half starts, and you see the vision. You see the potential. They're dripping with it. It's moist. It's tantalizing. You can feel it. You can feel the potential of this team simmering, marinating, as they absolutely laid waste to the Steelers over the final 30 minutes of that game. The explosive nature of the Packers' passing attack. Jordan Love hitting shots down the field to everybody. We'll get to Tucker Kraft in a little bit. Coupled with an insane pass rush where Micah Parsons lining up behind the nose tackle. Aaron Rodgers does, is he coming or not? Will he rush or will he drop? And when he rushed, Aaron Rodgers dropped. Doing the old, like Jim Everett in the 1989 NFC Championship game for the Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. No one around him, and he just starts to go happy feet and drop into the turf. As soon as Micah Parsons would rush from that spot, Aaron Rodgers was like, I got to either throw the ball or I'm going down. Like, see ya, everybody. Live to fight another play. That's the vision. That's the vision for the Green Bay Packers. Explosive downfield passing attack coupled with devastating pass rush. And it was on full display. Now, they're not perfect. I'd like the offensive line to play a little better for Green Bay. You'd like them to run block especially a little better. Josh Jacobs, despite, you know, all the touchdowns that he scored, has been pretty inefficient on the ground this season. Only two games out of seven for Green Bay, Josh Jacobs has averaged 4 yards per carry or better. So the run game's got to be better. I'd like for the offensive line to be a little better. But man, you saw it last night. Why the Green Bay Packers absolutely belong in the Super Bowl discussion in the NFC. On the other side, we'll talk about Tucker Kraft and the failure that has been the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.